Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 404. Wheels, I'm so excited. I found someone who didn't know my Bigfoot story. I'm just twisted around myself.
Yeah,
and
let's
then,
go.
And then, and Skip is open to it.
Yeah, oh yeah. Absolutely. This world is full of stuff we don't know about.
Amen, brother.
All over the place.
And as we were discussing, there is a religious element to it that a lot of people in the Bigfoot world who are believers believe that these could be the giants of old,
right?
When the angels came down and had sex with women and created these giants, and they were a scourge, and God wanted to get rid of them, and a few may have survived. So,
yeah,
who knows? Today, the category, thank God, because I had a really terrible one yesterday. I was way too into my feelings, and it was so obscure. And this morning I woke up, I'm like, Skip's going to hate this.
I wouldn't have hated it if I had an off day of, I mean, you know, last week I was out of town and a bunch of stuff happened over the weekend. So I had a laundry list of stuff to do. No time. And what you had suggested really required thought and maybe some research. And just, you can't just jot stuff down or go do other things and hope stuff comes to you like this list does.
Yeah.
I said, that's a horrible list, Dave.
But
I didn't. I mean, I just wanted everybody to know I didn't complain.
No, you didn't.
I was just furious,
but I
silently.
But I do rely on you to check me. You know me.
Well, Andrew asked, and so I said, "Yeah, let's switch it. Let's switch it."
Yeah. So we switched it to the Sweet 16 of fictional lawmen, which of course can be lawwomen. Doesn't have to be like Western. It can be just anyone who's like a figure in the law. Okay.
So my usual overthink. I just told you I don't like to think about it, but this. I like to think about it this way. So I thought to myself, there's a couple things that I'm going to discard. And you guys can throw them out there and keep them in, but I wasn't going to pick any of them. One of them was a movie version of someone who is a real person. So
Wyatt Earp.
So you're sticking with the fictional.
Yes, has to be fictional. So Wyatt Earp, did all that stuff happen in Tombstone? No. That's some of it did, but Wyatt Earp didn't yell, I'm coming and hell's coming with me, blah, blah. So I said, no, he's not one of mine. If you guys wanted to throw out there, that's fine. Or detectives that aren't really lawmen, like someone like Jim Rockford is not a policeman. He solves the crime for somebody or he finds a missing person, but he's not a lawman. So that kind of thing I also discarded, just to say.
I think mine worked.
It's overthinking, but that's what I did.
Okay. Go ahead, lead us off.
Harry Callahan.
Yeah.
Dirty one of my Harry. Go ahead, Pump.
We need more of them. We need more Harry Callahans out there in every city.
And what's funny is when we were kids, it stood out, but it didn't stand out like it would today.
Yeah.
Today, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
He'd be the bad guy. He'd have gone on trial for murder.
Yeah.
For shooting a mass murderer guy.
Don't enforce the law, just shoot a cop. Shoot the bad guy. I mean, yeah.
Andrew?
Police Chief Clancy Wiggum.
Nice.
Yeah.
Way to go, Lou.
He's not maybe necessarily the best of the lawmen. No. Yeah. But
no, this is 912. This is 912.
It's a ghost car.
Wheels?
All right, I'm gonna do a little switcheroo, but it's the same thing. I was going to go with Seth Bullock, but because he's a real person, I'm going to stay in spirit, but I'm going to go to Raylan Givens from Justified instead.
Yeah,
played by the same actor, similar character, exactly. But Raylan Givens.
But, but fictional.
Yes.
Exactly.
Rach?
How about go wholesome here with Andy Taylor?
Oh, that's a great one. I did not think of that.
I will see you, Andy, and I'll go with Barney.
Should we put them against each other?
Yeah. I don't think Andy has a chance in that. Come on.
Yeah, Nick came over this Saturday, and we watched The Ghost of Mr. Chicken together.
Isn't it great?
So nice.
Don Knotts.
Ugh.
What? How brilliant was
yeah.
he? I don't know if there's a better character in any show ever than Barney Fife. Just a great one. So I did Harry Callahan, and I will now go with Harry Bosch.
Mm-hmm. Who else loves that? Trish.
Really?
Big fan of Bosch.
Do you know if she's read the books?
She has.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah.
Those are the best detective novels. They're so good.
Andrew.
Nancy Drew.
Oh, good one.
She was a cop?
No.
She's a detective.
That would be my example.
Oh, okay.
That would be my example of not a lawman
or not a lawwoman.
So it's up to you guys if you want to keep it. Because she has no authority.
No affiliation.
No authority to enforce the law.
She has the authority to catch the bad guys and call them.
She can't take them
to police, I mean.
Yeah.
What do you think, Dave?
Maybe she calls the bad guys.
Yeah, I mean, leave it in.
Yeah, okay. That's right. I'm cool with that, too. I said, there's so many.
I have stupider ones.
That's how I started reading them out.
Oh, I got some dumb ones, too. Don't worry.
Speaking of The Ghost of Mr. Chicken, it's from 1966. And spoiler alert, in the end, it's not the ghost, it's the guy.
Yeah.
And he's sitting in a chair, tied with rope, and Don Knotts is explaining the caper.
Right.
I thought, this is exactly where they got Scooby-Doo.
Yeah,
yep.
Exactly the same. We always talked about
like
that.
Like scene for scene.
Scene for scene.
Yeah.
It's
Whose turn?
Wheeler's turn.
Oh, Wheels.
By the way, Andrew, if you say either one of the Hardy Boys when it's your turn again, then they're both being discarded. All of them are being discarded.
I'll cross those out.
Jack Reacher. It's military police.
Military police.
But still police.
Absolutely. That's a good one.
Rage. And not the Tom Cruise version either. The big giant guy version.
I like the Tom Cruise version though too. You saw that movie.
Yeah, I like
that one. Yeah.
What about Officer Barb Brady?
Yes, let's go.
Who?
South Park.
Officer Barbary.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
South Park.
From what?
South Park.
From South Park.
Oh, yeah.
Here's an old one. Buford T. Justice.
Oh, I had that.
Yeah.
That's a great one. That one. Everybody else is this nice, good, solve, make the world better. There's a complete idiot.
Yeah. Back to you.
How about Chief Inspector Jacques Clouseau?
Nice.
I love those movies.
Probably the first, I know it's slapstick, but it's highbrow slapstick.
Yeah.
Probably the first smart thing I remember going, I get what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
I see what you're doing. He leaned on the globe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, the first one, he didn't have the silly accent.
Yeah.
He just was bumbling, and there's some good funny stuff. And then they get like two or three more where the accent got over the top. It was just fun.
Andrew?
Okay, in Jim Davis's 1984 book, Garfield, His Nine Lives, one of the stories depicted therein is Babes in Bullets, featuring Garfield as a private detective as he hunts down his mark. We've all read that one, right?
If you got the guts to put it on there, we all
know Garfield. I was wondering what took so long, honestly.
I did not believe that we would get to a Garfield reference in Lawman.
No, how about Columbo?
I love that.
Sure.
I had that one, too.
Yeah.
Tony, you mean?
Yes.
Wheels?
Hello, Clarice.
Yeah,
Clarice Starling.
I had her, too.
Oh, yeah.
She's a badass.
Yep.
Rich.
How about Agent J, Men in Black?
Mm-hmm.
Was that Will?
Yeah. He makes this look good. That's his.
That first one was so good.
It was so good. It holds up. I saw it not that long ago.
Awesome. Dude, Men in Black 2 is still really
good. It's okay.
Good. That one's
it's
fine.
Good. It's
which
good.
One is, remind me which one that
That's
is.
That's with the lady. What's her name?
With the hot lady.
Rosario Dawson.
Yeah, that was okay.
Yeah.
That was okay.
Second one, it's a pretty big step down. I think the first one is.
Oh, no, it was. It was still watchable, but after that it was.
That's a good example of. You like it because you like the first one. But,
yes.
But people should leave sequels out of it.
My turn?
Mm-hmm.
I will let you guys pick either Marshall Matt Dillon from Gunsmoke or Rooster Cogburn.
Rooster.
Which one's that one from?
Rooster True Grit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think he had some future stories as well.
Yeah.
I think there were some sequels to that.
I'd be on the Rooster.
Okay. What do we need, Rach?
We need one.
So I'll skip.
I'll do a pick then.
Garfield,
if you've seen Longmire, Walt Longmire, or Martin Riggs from The Lethal Weapon.
Oh, Martin Riggs!
All right.
The shoulder trick is the greatest.
Yeah, exactly.
Also the worst.
I also had Inspector Gadget.
Oh!
But I didn't know if he
that's
was
That's a fun one.
I watch a lot of Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
Okay, Sweet 16 of Law People. Dirty Harry versus Buford T. Justice.
Oh,
make
man.
My day, punk.
Yeah, Dirty Harry.
Justice.
Dirty.
T-H. Chief Wiggum versus Jacques Clouseau.
Ah, man.
Chief Wiggum.
Wiggum.
I'm going Clouseau. Classics. The old one.
Wiggum.
Is that Wiggum?
Yeah, that's Wiggum.
I think
okay.
so.
I don't count very well. the guy from Justified versus Columbo.
Raylan. Justified.
Raylan Givens.
Yeah, it's really good.
It was Justified.
I loved Columbo, though, but yeah, I agree.
Andy Taylor versus Barney Fife.
Oh,
Andy.
My Lord.
I got to go Barney.
I'm sorry. Barney stresses me out.
Barney stresses me out, too. There's I'm going to go with Andy.
There's nothing more important than raising your kids than bud nipping.
Like Barney is
Barney.
Barney.
Barney is a straight up fool. Okay.
Yeah.
Barney's a straight up fool, though. Let's all agree.
He should not have a firearm.
He should not have a firearm. He should not have a job, realistically.
Oh, no. He does a good job. He's perfect for a small town. He's perfect for a small town.
That seemed like a real community meeting there for a minute.
Yeah. We're all voting on whether or not to fire
he does
deputy.
A good job. Harry Bosch versus Clarice Starling.
Bosch.
Hello, Clarice.
Clarice.
I'm going to say Bosch.
Bosch.
Is that a tie?
Tie to you.
Clarice moves on. I start saying we need a female in there, but we have Nancy Drew. So Nancy Drew versus Agent J.
J.
Nancy Drew.
He's got the zappy
for
thing.
For the ladies.
All right. For the girls.
For the gals.
Show me Nancy.
Friggin' fun. Jack Reacher versus Rooster Cogburn.
Ooh, that's a tough matchup.
That's a real
I'd like
big
to
one.
See that fight.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say
I'd
Rooster.
Like to see both people that played Jack Reacher fight both people that played John Wayne and Jeff Bridges.
Well, that big Reacher guy's pretty big.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Rooster because I almost think of Jack Reacher as more of like a military guy.
He is, but he's military police.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going Rooster as well.
I'm
going
to go Rooster because it's just they're better movies.
I'm going to go
and
Rooster
I like Westerns.
Too.
Yeah.
Officer Bar Brady?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Versus Riggs.
Bar Brady.
Riggs.
I don't even know this South Park officer.
He's an idiot.
He does a great job.
He's basically the dumber version of Don Knotts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX. Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Sweet 16 of fictional lawmen down to Elite Eight. Dirty Harry versus Chief Wiggum.
I love this matchup.
I'm going to go make my day.
I think there's probably been multiple times when Chief Wiggum has quoted Dirty Harry after all those many years, but I'm voting Dirty Harry.
Wiggum.
Wiggum.
Andrew, it's on you.
I mean, I do really like Dirty Harry. I think I got to go with Harry.
All right. Fine. Justified versus Barney Fife.
Oh, let's go Raylan. Raylan Givens.
Barney?
I'll go Barney.
Yes.
Andrew and I are both like,
Clarice versus Nancy Drew.
Oh, let's go. Clarice.
Clarice.
Took down a serial
only
killer.
One of them has any authority of
whatsoever. So,
hello, Clarice.
Nancy Drew solved so many capers.
That's right.
Capers are not murder
so
cases.
So did Sherlock Holmes. You didn't put him on there.
I did have him on my list.
Rooster Cogburn versus Officer Barb Brady.
Rooster.
Rooster.
All
Rooster.
Right, I'll go Rooster.
Rooster.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I guess we need to do this, right?
So let's talk about this for a second.
Okay.
Since you threw Rooster on there.
Yes.
John Wayne or Jeff Bridges? Better Rooster.
John Wayne, 100%.
Oh, really?
I love Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
I have no problem with Jeff Bridges, but John Wayne's John Wayne.
I think for people maybe my age and younger, John Wayne is more of a caricature than
I get that.
a character, you know what I mean? Like to us, we've all seen just like the mimics of him and the mannerisms, and it seems weird and phony to me, which is why I'm more of a Jeff Bridges guy.
I get that.
But I think if I were 10 years older, I might feel differently.
Well, I think Jeff Bridges was more of an anti-hero, which is I think how they wrote him, and John Wayne didn't want to have the dark side. So that's intriguing about it, but I still think John Wayne. And then he had the other sequel, the True Grit, and the Rooster Cogburn, where they had the Gatling. Remember when he had the Gatling?
Yes.
That was great.
What I remember most, and it's one of my core memories, was seeing it at the theater, the original Rooster Cogburn, the True Grit, and when the girl was in the snake pit.
Oh, yeah.
I'd never seen anything like that.
No.
That one really stuck with me. What's going on, Weber? How are things?
Well, things are good. This is the famous month of Black Friday, and as you well know, you've been right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
We invented the automotive Black Friday about 15 years ago. I think it was 14 years ago, so nobody has come close to that. Nobody does it. Nobody did it the way we did it. Everybody copied it the next year, but they had normal pricing. It was an amazing thing. But everything's evolved. And times have changed. And last year, for the first time, we said, let's not do Black Friday. Let's do Black Fridays. And that's what we're doing. Every Wednesday in November, you look at our website, whichever store. You can go to WeberChevrolet.com and go to WeberFord.com. You can go to click to the stores. You can see everybody's specials. And there are Black Friday-style specials, probably not quite as ridiculous off. I mean, I'm letting the stores pick it. I know I've given them some guidelines. So it's not quite as, I can swear that it's better than any price in the country, but it's still better than anything else we do. or anybody else does in the area. And it's every Friday. So it's like 10, 12, 15 vehicles. The real Black Friday, we're going to do about 20 vehicles per store. So it's 10, 12 per store, new and used. So it's kind of a fun thing. It worked really well for us last year because it got November evolved into a situation where not that busy, huge weekend. And that wasn't really good for us anymore. Yeah. It, people were used to that, to just waiting. So now it's spread it out. We can have a good month, sell a lot of cars, still give that great deal. Plus, we actually have revamped last month's offers to be better deals this month anyway, too, all the month. So it's really big savings month, very fun. And just got back from Dallas last week, learning about new stuff and what the direction of EVs and all this stuff. Very interesting. Very, very, very excited to be a Chevy dealer.
Cool. Final four of fictional lawmen. Dirty Harry versus Barney Fife.
Make my day.
I got to go Fife just for the comic relief side. Like, we only have one comedian on there.
I'll Harry. Go. Oh, go ahead.
Harry.
Harry, Barney.
I'll go Harry.
Good. I don't have to vote.
Okay, so it's Harry.
I did. I really didn't want to vote in that one.
Clarice versus Rooster Cogburn.
Clarice.
Yeah, me too.
Rooster.
Rooster Cogburn versus Dirty Harry.
Rooster.
All right. Rooster wins. Who's better, Rooster or Plankton?
Plankton.
It wasn't here for that one. I don't remember what it was for.
Super genius.
Oh, Plankton.
Evil. All right.
You gotta.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.